This is partly in association with Brahma Kumari's environment initiative. So before I start, I'd like to set the context a little. How many of you here have heard about climate change? Wow, that's an overwhelming majority. Okay. In case this is a completely new term for you, climate change or anthropogenic climate change is something which is changing the standard or the natural climatic patterns of different regions of the world today, mainly accelerated by anthropogenic or human-related activities like unprecedented burning of fossil fuels and taking a lot more resources from Mother Earth than it actually has. And this has caused a kind of an imbalance in the natural elemental cycles of the Earth. And you see a lot of extreme weather events all over the world, extreme rain in some places, drought in others, forest fires, and a lot of islands actually face endangerment and are slowly disappearing. Of course, a lot of us know about it from the context of Brahma Kumaris, from the Gyan Baba gives us that the old world as we know it would be destroyed and the coming of the new one. But a lot of the Laukik world is also seeing it today with the different kinds of scientific reports that are available. And a lot of the youth especially is very active because they don't really see a future for themselves. How many of you have heard of Fridays for Future? Oh, there's one. Okay. Would you like to tell us what it is? Okay. Fridays for Future is actually a climate movement where a young Swedish girl called Greta Thunberg has been taking her Fridays off from school to fight for her future along with all of her classmates, and it's become a global climate movement today where young children are asking more for their rights from adults, from politicians, to do something to save their future. The Brahma Kumaris in this regard has been taking part in climate conferences for about 10 years now, and also the youth chapter. I'd like to share a few highlights from this year. We attended the ELCOI, that is the Local Conference of Youth for Climate Change, starting with Germany. We do different kinds of workshops on connecting the internal and external environments, the consciousness aspect, and how it influences our lifestyle and climate change eventually. We also have environmental blessing cards, and we also do some silent reflective meditation sessions. Also because the youth is bombarded with a lot of information today and they're quite anxious. It really, a lot of them have said how silent and how calm they feel when they come to the sessions, and that they really need that to sort of put their own life in balance and order. We had quite a breakthrough this year. After many years, the local chapter for India was actually held in Shantivan. So just to get a little perspective, ELCOI is a part of a UN process. So the UN has a conference of parties, and there are always the youth chapters. And these groups get together and give or represent the voice of the youth at the United Nations. And I'd like to play a short clip about how it went about at the ELCOI India. This was led by Brother Shantanu, who's also a part of the Youth Green Team. So in case you're interested, the rest of the videos online. It's made by Awakening TV and it's on YouTube. I'd like to continue because we have a special guest down from Shantivan. And yeah, just to give you a few more highlights, we had a similar conference led by BK Stephanie from Vienna in Austria. And then we represented at Elkoi Netherlands in Amsterdam. Maybe on the right-hand corner you can also see there's a man who's representing indigenous peoples from Papua New Guinea, because this is something that really affects people who very closely live with nature. And finally, we were at the COI in Madrid. It was hosted, meant to be hosted by Chile, but there were a lot of conflicts over there with the people there. It broke out because of public transport riots, but all of these things are very, very closely interlinked. And so finally, Spain finally came in, and we went to Madrid to represent us there. Okay, and if you'd like to further stay in touch with us, these are some of our handles. You can even take them down in the end. I'd like to now invite Brother Jay Seema, who has come all the way from Shantivan, to discuss with us more deeply about the connection of inner consciousness or the inner sacred world, and how we practically can create the outer or the external sacred environment. Brother Jay Seema overlooks the operations of the India One solar thermal power plant. You might have seen pictures of that in the video of Elkoi India. And let's welcome Brother. Brother, maybe you can begin with telling us a little bit about yourself and how you got connected with BK environment activities specifically.
So how much time we have?
So we'd like to close the session at 1.
Okay.
We'd have to I'd like to have a little bit of a chit chat with you and explore the connection between inner consciousness and external environments. And then maybe the last 10 minutes we'd like to open it to the participants.
Okay. So first of all, thanks to the coordinators, and I think many of you have seen solar, right? And couple of years back, I think 2 or 3 years back, we had a small gathering also. May I know how many you are actually here from last that team? If you actually basically, I'm a mechanical engineer. I came in Gyan 32 years back, and completion of my engineering, I dedicated myself to the organization and worked in our local center there in Karnataka. And in 94, I shifted to Mount Abu. At that time, Gyan Sarovar construction was going on, and we started solar cooker, which is there. It's longest functional solar steam cooking system in the world, actually. It's more than how many years now? 1996 we commissioned. So more than 23 years, right? 24 years. So that was my association with solar, and it continued till today. And luckily we had that time our Dadi, Badi Dadi, Dadi Kumarka, and Ramesh Bhai Bombay. How many you have met him? Ramesh Bhai? Yes. So he was a great visionary, and he initiated so many things in Yajna. And I am fortunate that I worked with him for more than 2 decades. So learned a lot, and then we had several projects from Gyan Sarovar. Then we did Shantivan project, where he was in the solar cooker for large amount of people. Then ORC, Global Hospital, Pandav Bhavan. Then in 2006 we started India One. And it's so successful that today we generated more than 11,000 units plant started yesterday at 10 o'clock and up to 6 o'clock it was working. And then again at 9:30 it started. So just imagine, technically it is very complex, but I am not going into detailing of that, but time is very short. So this is something, Baba's wonders, one of the Baba's wonders. So we have achieved this thing because of his blessings and all our seniors' support. This word is very nice, sacred, right? It's used a lot in Indian mythology, sacred. And I think first time we are using here. I don't know whether it's been used already, but this workshop is around that sacred environment, right? So this is all because of our dadis created that serene and sacred environment to work in these challenging conditions, and it happens, right? Okay.
Brother, in this context, I'd like to know, how do you see the relation of the degradation of the external environment because of, I'd like to know what do you think it is because of?
See, when we look into a larger perspective, what an organization we are doing compared to the other world, be it NGOs, be it governmental side, so they are thinking more of external environment and they want to rectify that. And Baba says this self-transformation to world transformation. So there is a big misunderstanding in the outside world. So there are very few people who are thinking about the rectification, but majority of the people who don't understand the impact. So the depletion is happening faster than restoration. And the process of restoration is actually beyond control now. It's beyond restoration. So the only thing is what we preach, we practice. But other people, the big gap is the sensitivity towards environment comes only if you are connected with your inner self. Once you create that environment within you and around you, then only you can think of the larger environment. We know several people who are fighting for the environment, but they are very poor and weak into maintaining themselves. When you see the outside world, and when you see the people who are very much angry, protesting, and then we think they are actually protecting the environment. It's not that. Because from inside they are not creating a soothing environment for themselves. So how they can become a role model for all of us? So Baba says that first you have to create a sacred and serene environment around you, within you. Then you were sensitive, and there is a physical restoration and there is a subtle restoration of environment. And Baba teaches us more towards the subtle restoration, because physical restoration is a limited impact. Subtle restoration in the means of when you are sitting in yoga, you give sakash to the environment, nature, souls. That is much more powerful than protesting or writing something around this, that, and creating a negative feeling. So in last couple of years, when you see all those UN conferences, people are more focused outside than the within. So that is a big difference. And for us, we are not following that path. We are not there to protest, or we are not there to be angry and give a lecture, something. We are there to actually create an environment, atmosphere, so that people understand more about the subtle restoration, not the physical restoration.
Brother, could you give us some practical examples that the Brahma Kumaris has put in place to transfer this inner sacredness on the outside?
You see, we are all lucky. Personally, I am in Madhuban from last several years, so I have seen the transformation happened in the organization, and I am very fortunate that I had a chance to work with dadis and seniors and also meet Avek Bap Dada several times. So when you really see that our organization is actually that sacred word, when you are talking, it just doesn't happen. It's a long term, like effort to create that environment. And when we go to dadis, and when we go to seniors, or when we work in Madhuban, do the service, there is a big difference. When you all, you know, you are all working, many, you are studying, or some are in corporate, some are doing your job. So there is a big difference. There is a big difference in the body language, in the actually behavior. So there is some kind of sacredness, what we say. That leads you to actually do something for nature. And ours is such a, you know, what we can say is it creates the platform to all of us to express ourselves. When I came after my engineering and to a spiritual organization, everyone was asking, what you do there? But when Dadi, Kumarka and Ramesh Bhai and as a team, we took all those challenging projects, so I really feel that my capabilities, engineering capabilities expanded. I learned a lot, and it was a platform to showcase something which is challenging and unique to the world. Now this sacred thing, when I just was going, my personal experience, because when we started India One, we never had the, at that time there was no funding, we were not aware about the technological side, not much, although went through the world to see the projects, but it was very difficult for us. And then we were not having the human resources, but everything came together. And working with governments, everything came together, because we had unconditional support from seniors. That's very important. And we had a very big blessing from Baba, Avek Bap Dada. So you might all know about solar. After Gyan Sarovar project, Bap Dada, Avek Bap Dada, never gave permission for any big construction except Shantivan. Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan, okay. And then several times we tried for medical college, several times we tried for hospital, even Tapovan Construction Baba said no. But for solar, he was always giving the blessing, you must do it. It is very important for Yajna. When the time comes, it serves for Yajna. So that was a big boost for us. Although the project took more than 8 years, in that particular time we had several challenges. But Baba's boost and Dadi Janki and Dadi Gulzar, all Dadis were with us always in the challenging times. Even when I had my personal challenge, a big health problem, but Dadi and Avek Bap Dada, they were like, you know, what I can say, like rock solid support. So this, actually these things you put in, when you put it all together and reflect on yourself, how the things working here is very unique actually.
Brother, I remember when I began with environment seva, one of the questions that came to my mind a lot of times was, why should I do things which are good for the environment when I know that this is going to be destroyed very soon? What do you think about this? Why should we?
Yeah, you see, the destruction perspective is very negative actually. Okay. First of all, we are here to transform, not to destroy. The translation of Vinash can be in both way: transformation, change, or destruction. So the thing is, when we look into the perspective of everything it is it's going to destroy, so we become negative. And Baba never allows us to become negative. Baba never sees from that perspective. It's our own fault that we put destruction for each and everything, which is now reducing in the organization. So the thing is, if I am here and I am connected with my inner self, and then I am connected to the nature, I don't want to see from that view that tomorrow it's going to destroy, let us cut the tree today. So I am very much sensitive towards the tree, and I see the beauty of the tree, I see the diversification in the nature, and connect yourself. Meditation is not that compiled into the four wall. Being one with the nature is also meditation, okay? Because that, it says that nature has a sound, which is called as nada. Nada is a sound. So, from sound, that sound, we go to anada. From sound to silence. When you are in a good nature, you automatically go into silence. Okay, so that sound of nature brings you to the silence. So that sensitivity towards the nature grows when you become a good yogi. And when you are connected with yourself, you don't think that is going to happen and world is going to destroy. You see, that is a cycle. It's different that if the drama demands and things demands, it gets transformed. But we are not there to see the nature from that perspective, because we have to enjoy the nature of our own nature and the outside nature. So if you want to enjoy something, how you can think that about the destruction and all those things? So I personally believe that one thing is, you have your goal and particular time to do your purushartha. So Baba says there is no time. That doesn't mean that the destruction happens tomorrow and you have to do that. Destruction in the sense, I can leave my body anytime. So for me there is no timeline. So we have to enjoy our inner self, inner nature and outer nature, not to think too much about the destruction. And the very important thing is, if we go to the world and say that this nature is going to destroy, they will not accept us in a positive way. So I think personally that transformation is a better attitude, approach than the destruction.
Yeah, I wholly agree, brother. In fact, it's mostly a lot of the Laukik people who are talking about extinction and destruction today. So
yeah, you see, there is a change of perspective. When you see 30 years, we were talking a lot about destruction, right? And now outside people are talking about destruction. There are two reasons, because they are fed up with the things. So when someone is fed up with the things, they want to see that it is going to end. But they don't have that perspective of the new golden age, right? So they think that that should end and it should happen now, and because somehow from the inside they are empty, and we are filled with Baba's knowledge and Baba's blessings and all sort of good wishes. So our thing is to actually motivate them to see the life not from the destruction part but from enjoyable part. As a yogi, as a person who follow the spiritual path has a different perspective, because they don't understand that goodness of transformation. So they don't have that view. So it is our job to bring them out from that attitude and give them a bright light actually. All Baba's Murlis, when you see, he always explains about the bright future. Right? So it's not that we have to scare them more. Yes, you are right, this world is going to destroy and you should start follow now. Now or never, and all those things, you know. So that doesn't help you.
Brother, what would be your message to a typical angry young environmentalist with a scientific bent of mind? How would you explain the coming of the new age?
You see, first of all, if you are angry and you are in that strong mode, you will not sustain for long. Okay, and you have seen that from last two and a half decades, many people came who were in a larger arena of the media, and suddenly they disappeared. So by being angry, you cannot create an environment of the environment is not only the nature. It's all, it's a wholesome approach of your relation towards yourself, relation towards your near and dear ones, and your attitude towards society. Everything is environment, right? It's not that some trees are disappearing, some glacier is melting. That is one very small portion of the environment. So, when you see people who are angry and who are protesting and doing, they lost major part of environment. Actually, they are destroying major part of environment by being angry. So they cannot be an ambassador for the environment. So the message should be that they should calm down themselves first. They should stabilize on their own. Because an angry mind cannot think positive side. Our angry mind cannot give you some very motivating task. It is very temporary. So what others are doing, our aim should be to actually tell them the value of being serene, sacred, calm, and create an environment and put their views in such a way. Baba says that satya ko siddh karne ke liye jidd ki zarurat nahi hai. You understand, right? Satya means truth. And if you want to prove the satya or truth, you don't need to be, arrogant or, so like that. So, putting the reality in front of others can be in a very different, polite manner. So, our aim should be to look from that perspective, not to actually flow with the mainstream, what you can call as environmentalist. The word environmentalist is not actual thing, because they are not understanding their own environment. So that is our task, to actually give the message to them.
How much do you think, brother, or maybe I put it differently, could you tell us a little bit about your vision for the future and how much that plays a role in your present seva?
See, when we started solar initiative in the Brahma Kumaris, we were not thinking about environment, right? It was the need of the day when Gyan Sarovar project started. So it's not that because of my environmental concerns and all those things, I am doing solar seva. It is other way. You do solar seva and then you become environmentally concerned, right? Okay. So for me, personally, I am very lucky that something we actually involved as an engineer to create our flagship projects in the organization, where all over the world several people comes and they actually replicate. And now from last 2 years, we are actually doing collaborative research with a very reputed organization in India, like Indian Institute of Science and Indian Institute of Technology, Bombay. So we are working with these people, working with government. So this is just what we can say the result of 2.5 decades of hard work. But specifically when we are talking about our initiatives as an institute, we have multiple benefits. One, obviously we are actually, you know, for the people who are coming here, they feel so enlightened that as a spiritual organization, nowhere in India, other organizations are so much concerned about environment. That is the one biggest thing. And I think when in 80th year of celebration, our Prime Minister Modi gave a message to our organization by teleconference, and he spoke more than 7 minutes about our solar initiatives. And when we meet ministers and other people, they are so much impressed about the thing. So it's glorification of Baba in a different way. That is there. Then when you see, now we are saving monthly more than 2.5 million rupees of energy bills from our solar plant. And that contributes a huge revenue saving in our organization. So this is another thing. So it's different multi-dimensional service what we are getting from our environmental initiatives. And we actually participate in COP, and we explain about India One. So that is one of our, you know, we are not only theoretical people, but we have done considerable practical job into the environmental thing. So these are all the things which Baba, as a Trikal Darshi, he knows past, future and present. And because of that, Baba gave this signal. So your question, if you put it other way, it's not that as an environmentalist or as a concern to the nature it's happened like that, but it is a mainstream thinking of our seniors, Baba, and as an organization what we actually pursue. This is the result of this. It is not anyone's individual thing. It is a collective thinking. What all the environmental initiatives happened in the organization is a collective thinking from the top, from Avek Bap Dada, then Dadi Kumarka, Dadi Janki, and all other souls, instruments contributed so much to the whole thing. So it's very nice thing that people come to us, they want to associate with us, they appreciate our effort, then we have something to put on a international arena as a spiritual organization. So it's a multidimensional benefit for us.
Brother, we'll open for the question answer round.
Yeah, they're all very sacred, you know. I think they went to this park event, Dadi Janki Park. Yeah, so they are in still condition. I think so. How many you are out from that stillness? So you can ask anything. Yes. Yeah. No, it's very important. The subtle restoration, when you are really sensitive towards the nature, when you are giving a good vibration to the nature, it should reflect into your actions, right? So it is not that I am doing 2 hours of meditation and then I create the garbage into the thing, okay? So it's both side. And I think all of you are already sensitive into that physical part, right? Why I connected both of them is, if you are a real yogi, and Baba says this cleanliness, Swachhata is the basis of meditation, okay? So that's why when you see in our routine, the cleanliness is that plays major role into the divine life, BK life. So it includes everything. It includes the thing is that you actually take care of the nature, your surroundings, environment. This all Baba taught us, and Madhuban is a great example. We are actually trying to bring more and more environmental things into the organization as an organization, but we are sensitive towards that, right? So both are interconnected. If a good yogi, he will try to keep the environment clean, and he will be more sensitive towards the environment. If you think I am giving the sakash to the globe, and then after that it is not reflected into the actions, I don't think the sakash is reaching to the globe. You got it, na? So both are working hand in hand. And Madhuban is the best example, that cleanliness, maintenance. You see this campus built in 94, and see how in a pristine condition it is. You know our Om Shanti Bhavan, when it built, 1984, and how many years now? And just go and see how it's maintained. So these are all the practical examples, right? As a project, right? It's very difficult to narrate a single point. As I told you, blindly we started several fronts in technology side. The biggest part was to create an indigenous solar concentrator, and then to actually develop thermal storage. And when you see that so many numbers of dishes has to work synchronously, and there is a steam generation, and then that comes the power generation. There is two blocks, power generation block and steam generation block, solar block and the Rankine cycle block. So in the Rankine cycle block itself, you have a turbine, cooling tower, condenser and all those things. And then our plant is actually captive generation, off on every day, start and stop. So many problems were there. So slowly, when we started looking into the detailings, we came across these challenges, and nowhere in the world was tried all those things. So the biggest challenge for us was to actually bring each and everything together and make it a successful project. I tell you, we actually fabricated more than 6,000 metric tons of steel, and we actually transported, erected and everything. My aim was always to look into the safety aspect first, because as an institute or as an individual in this large, each component is more than 3.5 ton, and the size is 60 square meters, 600 square feet, transporting it with a full of glass, and installation which has the active system. So when you see 300 people are working on site handling the heavy metal, and then doing different jobs, all are untrained, all were our tribal people from in and around, and some people from UP and Bihar. So the biggest challenge was to keep the plant accident free. And this plant is a zero accident plant. We never had a single accident on the site. So this was something, a very big achievement, okay? So that was a big thing. Although Baba's canopy and protection was there, but we had to follow. It is not the blind thing. If I am not following the safety things and I say sitting here and Baba will take care, it's not going to happen. Baba says you have to take initiatives, and I am there. And then the thing was to work with government and to actually bring the timeline, what we have the planning and practicality together. So because funding we always received late than anticipating. So the patience into that. So many things, you know. And this is project side. But then in between I had a major challenge of my health itself. So I'm diagnosed with a major brain tumor and had a major surgery, brain surgery. So that was also a big challenge which faced. But other side, the support and the blessings what we received from Baba, Dadi Janki and Dadi Gulzar made all those things that they are not actually the big challenges, right? So that is a big thing what we have here. Very peaceful, and they make you so light when you go, and they give so much love, because Dadi, both Dadis used to come to solar plant every month, I would say. Stay there, give the class, give the toli, drishti, even for labors, and so much of support. So these all challenges actually became so small. You know? So it's difficult. I don't know which is big or which is small, because literally we have not done it. It's all Baba and our support from seniors, right? No, I'm not running any NGO. BK Environmental Institute, how you want to engage yourself, right? You see, there is a platform and many activities are going on, okay? From where you are actually?
Dubai.
Ah, okay, Mumbai, Dubai. So, wherever you stay, you know, even your center, you can start with a very small, meaningful initiatives. Like you can stop using single-use plastic. Then you can actually, for the others, you can become a role model to use as less as things. You know, so it is not that like giving big lectures. But when you do meaningful small things, people start associating with you. And then you can actually give small talks about the impact of your activities and your things, what you are consuming. So these are the small things, meaningful things you can start. And then it will grow. But as a big umbrella, we have BK Environmental Initiatives. So you can work there, you can come to solar plant, work there for solar, do a seva, you know, so many things are there, you know. So depend on what you want really.
I'd also like to add to that, in fact, if any one of you are interested in taking environment youth activities back to your city or your region, do get in touch with me later. I'd be more than happy to share our material and resources with you and how you can maybe conduct a similar workshop or meditation in your place. Brother, before we close, I was thinking it would be great to have a 5-minute meditation where we serve the elements.
Right, yes. Yeah.
Could you please guide us?
Okay, thank you. Thanks a lot. And you are here from another, how many days you are here? All of you? At least 2 years, right? 2 years, 2019 and 2020. So plenty of time is there. So whoever want to visit solar plant, you are all welcome. See there, now we have more than 5,000 trees. It become very green. Poonam Ban was there. Shivani is frequent visitor. So many of this very nice environment it's created. So you can see exactly what it mean by environment. It's not only the big things, but small, meaningful, and nice atmosphere. Yesterday Dadi Ratan Muni was there. She had a very nice time. And Dadi Janki comes time to time, and we are very lucky that she spends lot of time there. Whenever she comes, more than 2 hours, 3 hours, she stays with us. And that kind of thing is there. So you are all welcome. So after New Year you are leaving, right? So whoever wants to visit, you can also come on the way. Visit solar plant and see the activities. So you're all welcome. Huh? Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, brother.
Slowly observe your thinking pattern. and reflect on yourself. Relax yourself physically and mentally. Focus on your forehead. A beautiful shining star in the middle of forehead. I am a lucky soul. I am in the sacred environment of Madhuban. I am really fortunate to be here. Madhuban is a lighthouse and the light and might from Baba I am receiving. I am a loveful soul. And giving a powerful sakash to my surroundings. Baba is world benefactor and I am his child, giving positive, powerful vibrations to the nature. My powerful vibrations are reaching to the five elements and all souls. Nature is transforming. Service to all souls. My subtle vibrations are healing. All the negativity is vanishing from this globe. I am a powerful soul. I am a shining star in the middle of forehead. Om Shanti.